button swung to behind him. Hirschhagen waited until his footsteps had died away and reached out to the communicator. Corridor answered. "Well, he has been to see me, and I almost told him. My lord, he was reading me. How can we let this thing happen?" "We don't. We will try to prevent it, of course, with all our power. But it will happen, or 70 years of probability math go down a hole." Hirschhagen said, "Someone has been telling him about probability math, and he asked me about his father. If he asks again, I warn you, for pity's sake, I will tell him." "Will you?" The Phanobe looked down and fell silent. Out to sea, the Dagon rose by the score in response to their ancient instincts. The catch was unusually large, which the fishermen decided was an omen, if only they could decide which way fate's finger pointed. They found, too, when the last ripple had died away towards dawn, a small reed island, empty, half-swamped, drifting aimlessly over the deeps. Chapter 2. The Corridor strolled silently along the empty corridor, which was lit faintly by the first glow of dawn. He was thick-set, and, as a sly gesture, heredity had given him a round, cheerful face so that he looked like an amiable pork-butcher. But there were advantages to that, and no butcher, certainly not of pork, walked by instinct from shadow to shadow. A door opened soundlessly, and it turned along a short side corridor and into a large round room. A peat fire was collapsing soundlessly into a pile of white ash in the central hearth. The rest of the room was sparsely furnished. A narrow bed, a table and chair made of sections of Dagon shell, a wardrobe and a Sadhimist logo on sheet copper on one curving wall comprised its main geographical points. There were one or two signs of directorship, a large rolled map of the equatorial regions, an open filing cabinet, and a galactic standard clock on top of it. But it was the trappings of probability math that clashed heavily with the strict simplicity of the room. Corridor's eye followed a trail of reformed tarot cards across the room to where the bulk of the pack, crystal faces now bland, lay against the wall where it had been thrown. A vaguely disturbing visual array on a portable computer glowed on another wall. Charcoal glowed faintly in a tiny brazier on the shell table, and the air was acrid with the fumes of, Corridor sniffed, the curious sinistral incense. So Joan had taken refuge in being a cool head. Joan the First looked up from the table where a large black book lay open. "Couldn't you sleep either?" she said. Corridor rubbed his nose diffidently. "As you know, madam, security officers never sleep." "Yes, I know." She shook her head. "It was a figure of speech, is all. There's some coffee by the fire." He poured her a cup and slowly began to pick up the cards. She eyed him carefully as he moved soundlessly across the room. "I've been looking at the equations again," she said. "There's no change. My son's calculation was correct. Of course I knew. They've been checked enough times. Even Sublunar looked at them. Dom will be killed today at noon. They won't let him live." She waited. "Well," she said.
"You mean how do I feel as the security officer in charge? You mean what are my reactions to the knowledge that whatever precautions I may take, my charge will still be murdered? I have none, madam. I will still work as though I was in ignorance. Besides," he added, dropping the pack on the table, "I cannot believe it. Not quite. You could say my reaction is hope."
"It'll happen."
"I can't pretend to understand probability math, but if the universe is so ordered, so immutable that the future can be told from a handful of numbers, then why need we go on living?"
Joan stood up, crossed the wardrobe, and took out of it a waist-length white wig. "It's obvious you do not understand P-math, then," she said. "We go on because to live is still better than to die. That has always been the choice of humanity, even when we thought the future was a cauldron of possibilities." She combed out the wig. "We cannot be certain how he will die," she continued. "You or I, perhaps, may be the ones the Institute chooses to—" Corridor spun round.
"I have checked us all by deep reach RGD.
"Oh, Corridor, I'm sorry. But you have such a touching faith in cause and effect. Don't you know that in an infinite totality all universes will happen?
There is a universe somewhere where at this moment you will turn into a...
Such